sometimes we change their lives significantly by doing the surgeries that we do.
Dr. Emmy Nylander is the founder of MOCA. It's not the first time she's traveled to the capital of Ghana to conduct surgery and offer treatment, especially for women who don't have proper medical care.
Some of these women get ostracized because of their condition. And if we're able to do surgery and correct that problem for them, that puts them back in society and makes them feel a part of their community, and that's everything to them.
If they didn't have your help, where would some of these people be without surgery? Would they be left with life-threatening situations?
Some of them, yes, very likely they would be, because unfortunately they can't afford it. So we're able to not only perform the surgeries, but pay for their care. So I'm, with the help of Wegmans Pharmacy, able to bring much-needed medications for them.
The group traveling to Africa is made up of doctors, nurses, students, faith leaders, and members of 1199 SEIU United Healthcare. 10 members of the Covenant Tabernacle in Tonawanda are also part of this trip, traveling with the medical team, initially assisting in Ghana, but then they'll be working on other projects to help rebuild infrastructure. They will deliver about 20 trunks of medical and school supplies and have collected contributions to help pay for medical insurance for children. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.